Country Bob FM.
That's an actual party favor there. Not the most expensive party favor, but went to a little birthday party, and they were giving those out. These are, it's like this. It's not one of the ones where it comes out when you got a lot of nose hair.
Sure.
Although it looks like a... Anyway, it is the Almanac. Here we go. We've got it going on today.
Love the nose hair.
Yeah, that is a problem. Please keep that under control.
Right, right.
And from Major League, the line from Bob Uecker was, the guy sneezes and it looks like a party favor.
One he leads the league in hitting, RBIs, home runs, and nose hair.
On this date today, Tuesday, July 17th, 198th day of the year, 167 left. This was this date, 1874, that Chang and Eng Bunker,
right,
the original Siamese twins, died. They lived to be 63, which is probably longer than they were given when they were first born. Experts probably thought they wouldn't live that long.
Yeah,
but they died within an hour. Their story is fascinating. They married two sisters, fathered 21 children between them.
Whoa!
All while being connected. They were joined at the chest. Now, here's something for you. When Archie and Meathead would get stuck in the door on All in the Family, you know that bit?
Yes.
When they would try to go through the door at the same time, like through the kitchen or wherever.
Yes.
They were actually saluting the original Bunkers, the Siamese twins.
Well, there you go.
That's what they were doing.
I like that.
1914, Giants outfielder Red Murray knocked unconscious by lightning after catching a fly ball, ending a 21-inning game. Giants won the game 3-1. So he caught the ball and then was hit by lightning.
Jeez.
At the ballpark. I don't know if it was Polo Grounds or where. This was 1914. But just think, if that lightning would have been a fraction of a second earlier.
Right.
What would happen? Do you give him an error? He gets hit by lightning. I mean, what do you do? What's the official score?
I think you
got to
call
there?
It a hit.
What's the official call? You got to call it a hit. It's outside. It's an act of God.
Right.
Outside agency comes in.
Yeah.
So that was 1914. 1920, Sinclair Lewis finished his novel Main Street. Now, as you know, he was born and raised in Sauk Center,
yes.
Part of Bob Country.
Yes.
And they're the Main Streeters because of his book called Main Street. These Sauk Center Main Streeters, his house there in town is a museum. Their
very
houses,
cool.
His house is a museum.
Mm-hmm.
When people, he's the first writer also from the United States to win and receive the Nobel Prize in Literature. And he's a Minnesotan, Sinclair Lewis, 1920. Finished his first novel. 1941, Jolt and Joe DiMaggio talks.
I was at bat with one out, and I hit a ball to the left of Lou Boudreau, who was managing the ball club, who was playing shortstop. And as going to field the ball took a bad hop, and he got his glove up in time and threw to second base and completed the double play, and that's how that streak was broken.
56-gamer came to an end today for Joe DiMaggio against Cleveland in Cleveland.
Not the last time we'll hear Lou Boudreau today.
At cavernous Cleveland Municipal Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went hitless today, and then he went on another streak, like was 15
yeah.
or 16
yeah.
games,
yeah,
something like
impressive.
That. So just think about that. If Lou Boudreau doesn't make that play, we might be talking about 57 plus 16, 73?
Yeah.
73-game hitting streak. And this one here is one of those that they talk about, being unbreakable.
Yeah.
Just because of the difference in the game now.
Right.
Yeah, there are plenty of good hitters now, but with the specialization in relief pitchers and things, there were many times Joe DiMaggio got those hits late in the game and he was facing a starter that had been in there probably longer. Based on today's standards, he was in there much longer than he should have been.
130, 40 pitches
exactly.
into it.
Exactly. And that's on the low end.
Right.
So that was in 41. 1955, a big day for Walt Disney.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past. And here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future.
That was the vision that Walt Disney had as Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California.
Very cool.
That was just the beginning of his empire.
Mm-hmm.
1961, Baseball Hall of Famer Ty Cobb died. He was at the age of 74 when he passed away, considered by many the greatest player of all time.
Certainly, one of the best.
And one of the dirtiest, too, right?
Yeah,
he would come in...
He was not a nice man.
Spikes high.
He did... He didn't like anybody, and really very few people liked him. But he played 24 years, and what was it, 372 or 3 lifetime hitter.
Was the all-time hits leader.
Yeah.
74 when he passed away. 1997, after 117 years, the Woolworth Corporation closed the last of its stores. It had 400 stores left. It closed them all on this date, 1997. There were still some related Woolworth stores, like in Ireland, that lasted for another 10 years or so. And you know what? Actually, Woolworth morphed into what is now Foot Locker. There's a little tidbit for you. Okay. Foot Locker is what Woolworth used to be. They started to just focus on sporting goods. Foot Locker, and of course the Associated Lady Foot Locker, which I know you've accidentally walked into every now and then.
Right.
What's Neil doing in the Lady Foot Locker again?
I went to work for their competition. Remember a company called the Athlete's Foot?
I do, and that was too negative. Uh-huh. I mean, that's Athlete's Foot is a negative connotation. That was a bad name for
a
store.
Yeah, it didn't last.
Why don't you call some store eczema?
I may have had something to do with their demise.
Or psoriasis or something, you know. Come on in. Come on in for your hats. Dandruff. Yeah, how about a hat store called Dandruff?
Might not have worked.
1981 in the news.
As that first call to the fire department went out, there was mass confusion. But those not injured rushed forward to help. Businessmen, busboys, hotel guests. Ignoring the possible danger of further collapse, they administered to the injured.
This was the day, 1981, where the lobby at the Hyatt Regency Hotel became a killing field.
Yeah, I remember that.
With these atriums and walkways that collapsed, 114 people killed, many more injured in Kansas City, Missouri, this date, 1981.
Very sad.
1990, the Twins did something that nobody had ever done, and nobody's done it since either.
And Guidetti has one, they got two, and they've got another triple play. Mercy me, Gerald. And Mr. Morgan, the second time the Twins have started a triple play.
Mr. Me, Gerald. I've never used that one before.
I haven't either.
That's a good one. The Twins, two triple plays in the same game.
Wow.
Guidetti to Newman to Herbeck both times. One of them, I mean, the first one, Tom Bernanski grounded into.
Oh, very
good. Two pitchers for the Twins, sure. Scott Erickson, and Tom Bernanski by that time was playing for the Red Sox.
Yep.
Scott Erickson was the pitcher for the first one. And remember when we had Steve Bedrosian? No, it was John Candelaria.
Oh, yeah, the big lefty.
Yeah, lefty sidearm slinger, yeah. John Candelaria, was the pitcher for the second one on this date, 1990. So that's something
pretty cool.
Nobody has ever done, no team has ever done in Major League Baseball, and the
Guidetti,
Twins did it.
To Newman to Herbeck.
Yep, Al Newman was in that
playing
game.
Playing second that game.
2009.
It is my sad duty to tell you that our friend and colleague, Walter Cronkite, has died. He was 92 and passed away peacefully tonight here in New York.
Katie Couric reporting on the death of Walter Cronkite. You know, he was known as the most trusted man in America, Neil.
Yep.
But he was also known to cheat at board games.
So wow.
When he would get together with some of his 60 Minutes colleagues there at CBS, he would be known to cheat at Sorry.
Yeah.
So, 2009.
He wanted to win. The guy wanted
to
win.
He wanted to win. He's very competitive. Costs, and how can you blame him? If you're not cheating, you're not trying. Right. How can you blame Walter Cronkite, dead at the age of 92, this date, 2009? We're going to go to birthdays now.
He's a little bit long-winded. He doesn't translate very well into our generation, and his jokes are terrible.
Is he talking about me?
I was going to say, who's he talking about, you?
Donald Sutherland. That's him from Animal House. He was the teacher. He was
the professor. Oh, that's right. Yes, yes.
In that particular scene, he taught the kids more than just literature.
Yeah.
If you remember some of the scenes there.
Oh, yes.
Taught him to use substances, remember?
Yes, he did.
Donald Sutherland is 83.
Lots of movies.
Lots of movies for him. MASH.
The Dirty Dozen, he was great.
Yeah.
Wacky guy.
Yeah.
Briefly an Italian Job.
Kelly's Heroes.
Yeah, Kelly's Heroes.
He did get killed off an Italian Job. That was sad, and that forced them. They wanted revenge.
But he had a beautiful daughter.
Yes.
In that movie.
83 for him. Diane Carroll, 83.
Oh, yeah.
Number of shows.
Sure.
She was often seen at L.A. Laker games, too, and on The Tonight Show.
Yes.
So she's 83.
Yes, sir!
That was Diane Cannon, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Here's Vern Lundquist, 78 today.
Vern!
Good old great. Vern Lundquist. This is his signature call, of course. Masters.
Yes, sir!
Sure.
Love it.
So Vern Lundquist, a sportscaster, he has really kind of stepped back a little bit. He doesn't do much anymore, but he
sure
still
seems
does
like
some golf.
One of the good guys, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I like him.
He is 78.
And we can sing in the sunshine. We laugh every day. We'll sing in the sunshine. Then I'll be on my
Gail
way.
Gail Garnett, 76 today. Yeah, Diane Carroll was African American. Diane Cannon was white.
Yes.
I was getting the races mixed up there.
I understand.
And Julia, which was a groundbreaking show. How
television
did I,
show.
How did
yeah,
I,
yeah.
That was a mess.
Yeah.
Your
people
may
have missed that one. Yeah.
So Gail Garnett, happy birthday, 76. She's the Duchess of Cornwall. Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall. Is 71. PJ Souls.
You know what the rest of your problem is?
Tell me.
You've never had anybody give you the Aunt Jemima treatment.
No, I certainly haven't.
Yeah, that's real. First, you get up on the grill.
You've had the Aunt Jemima treatment
yes.
given to you, haven't you, Neil?
Well, I'm happy to say I have.
I prefer the Mrs. Butterworth treatment myself. So PJ Souls is 68.
Stripes,
yeah, she was on Stripes. She was the
she
was the military police officer that was smitten. With Bill Murray's character on Stripes.
She was fetching.
68 today. This guy can sing.
I'm hooked on a feeling. And I'm high on believing.
At least the Germans think he can.
They love him. He's the Elvis of Germany.
Yeah. Go figure.
Oh, thank you for adding that. David Hasselhoff, he's Michael Knight. Knight Rider and on Baywatch.
Oh, boy.
You could see his pectorals soften as the seasons went on.
Right.
On Baywatch. David Hasselhoff is 66 today. You know, yesterday we had Gary Anderson, who had a big miss.
Yes.
For the Vikings.
Yes.
This was an even bigger miss.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is. No good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25.
Oh, Scott boy. Norwood, he had to go in hiding for years and years and years. Gary Anderson's miss was 39. This one was from 40-something, 47, 46, 47.
Was it
Super Bowl
far?
25, yeah. Sure. It was past 45.
Okay.
And Scott Norwood, he's finally kind of gotten over it, but it was tough.
Well, that wasn't, at least things. That wasn't a chip shot. Like
no, it wasn't. What's a chip shot? Define.
Yeah.
The one that Blair Walsh missed was a chip shot.
That was the ultimate chip shot.
39 is kind of on
borderline.
Now, back in the 70s, when everybody was a straightaway kicker, Fred Cox, Rick Danmeyer, Mark Mosley, all these guys, Tom Dempsey, 39 was long for them.
Right.
Their range was maybe 45 at their 47 at the most.
Yes.
But Scott Norwood is 68 today. We have country singer Craig Morgan on our birthday list. He's 54.
He'll
He's coming.
Be here, yep.
When's he coming? What's the date?
September 22nd, ERX Motor Park for the Live-In Foundation.
All right, 54. And we're going to play a Craig Morgan song here shortly. Alex Winter, he was Bill and or Ted.
I'm Bill. This is Ted. We're from the future.
Socrates.
No, excuse me. That's Socrates. Please pronounce it correctly. It's Socrates. It's Alex Winter. He was Bill. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. One of my favorite time travel movies. And
yes.
I'm a big fan of time travel
movies. I love
movies.
Them. Yeah.
Alex Winter is he's 53 today.
Okay.
And he didn't have quite as... let's just say his career didn't follow the same path as Keanu Reeves.
No.
Keanu Reeves went on a little bit further than Alex Winter, but he will always have Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and it sounds like they're remaking it.
Oh, they are.
Or they're not remaking it. They're gonna continue the story with the two guys.
Okay,
sequel. Uh-oh. It's not even a reboot. It's more of a sequel.
Okay,
kind of catching up with the guys, see if they're still traveling around in a phone booth.
Sure,
with the help of George Carlin, who of course is no longer with us, so they'll have to find
somebody.
And Clarence Clemens isn't around anymore, and he was in that movie too. Do you remember the gal that proved that there is crying in baseball?
Well, he's the sweetest little boy. Everyone's just gonna love him.
Yeah, they're gonna love him. She's talking about Stillwell Angel from A League of Their Own. She was Evelyn. She's the one who couldn't hit the cutoff man.
Right.
And then started crying.
Right.
In one of the great scenes of all time. Her
Tom
name
Hanks,
is Biddy Schramm. Evelyn from A League of Their Own. The gal could hit, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she was known for going the opposite way. She would beat the shift.
Huh.
Evelyn, the mother of Stillwell Angel, is 50 today. And we've got Luke Bryan also celebrating today.
He's coming to town this
weekend. He's 42. Is it a Target Field show?
Yes.
Luke Bryan?
Yes.
He's
Target
outdoor.
Field outdoor show, yes.
There are going to be some cowboy boots at that show.
There'll be some.
Do
other,
they have enough room in the aisles at Target Field for all those
South Dakota, you know what? I hope so. They've got some other bro country acts coming in.
Well, good for them. They need that. They
They need a venue.
They belong. They deserve. People like them.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan is 42.
And we're playing an almanac quiz, are we?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah. It's an almanac quiz.
So we hope you've been paying attention.
For the Sherburne County Fair Chris Hockey tickets today.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. Novelist Earl Stanley Gardner. Now, he's the guy who created Perry Mason. Before there was a television program, there were books with the great Perry Mason. I don't think he ever lost a case in his books either. He was pretty good. 1889. Academy Award-winning actor James Cagney.
James Cagney?
Yeah.
Mountain, take it, you dirty yellow-bellied rider. I'll give it to you through the door.
Barry says, yellow-bellied, dirty yellow-bellied rat. You know, he never did say... You dirty rat. He never said that verbatim. And he never said you'll never...
You'll never take me alive, copper.
He never said that verbatim either. Nope.
No. He should have. I have on a number of
It's funny how people change quotes suit their needs.
Yep. He was...
Like, beam me up, Scotty.
He was a fine actor, and, you know, he could sing a little bit, too. He did the little Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Why not?
I mean, come on. 1899 for James Cagney. Television host Art Linkletter was born on this day, 1912.
You know that bit that we played, the Walt Disney thing, the Disneyland grand opening? He was the host of that.
Oh.
So even though we didn't hear from him, he was there.
He had a program. You know, I watched it a lot because he was always interviewing kids. And
kids say the darndest things.
Darndest things. Yeah, Art Linkletter, very talented man. Good
He also sold the adjustable chair.
Yep.
The vibrating adjustable chair was one of his deals.
Yes. Yes. He spoke on behalf of the elderly in many commercials. 1912 for Art Linkletter. The aforementioned Lou Boudreau, a fine shortstop, made a great play to stop Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak. Also would become a manager. Also would become a play-by-play announcer. Lou Boudreau, born on this day, 1917. Same year for comedian Phyllis Diller.
So then she absolutely insisted that I try on this certain dress. She said, "Madam, this dress is so sexy, it'll give your husband ideas." I said, "Why, does a brain come with it?"
Phyllis Diller, funny, funny lady.
She had a great laugh. She had the cigarette in the long holder. It was, Phyllis Diller, 1917. Great. I was going to say Connie Hawkins.
Oh, sorry about that. I don't have audio for Connie Hawkins.
No. But we
do.
He's
pretty good. If he would have sang Poetry Man or even the jingle to Maxwell House Coffee or whatever it was Phoebe Snow did, it would have been excellent.
Right. This is Phoebe Snow. A multiple octave voice.
That was her big hit. It's called Poetry Man.
She had a couple. Phoebe Snow, 1950. We miss Nicolette Larson, born on this day, 1952.
We missed her. She's after Phoebe Snow, isn't she?
They have it
in the wrong order. Nicolette Larson is 52, isn't she? And then Phoebe Snow, born 1950.
Yeah, they do have it in the wrong order here.
She did a duet with Steve Warner.
Yes.
That's how you know when love's right.
Yes.
Top 10.
We just lost her. She must be a fairly recent.
1997.
Gone, but not. Oh, really? Okay. She had a brain aneurysm or something. Oh, bad news there. So, yeah, there we go. And Connie Hawkins actually played for 1 year with the Minnesota Pipers. He was kind of hurt during that year, but they had a decent team. Artie Heyman, Connie Hawkins, Chico
Vaughn. And they're
Vaughn.
All
gone, but not
forgot. We need to get to the quiz.
Let's
here.
It
is for Chris Hockey tickets to see him at the Sherburne County Fair. You'll have to pay $3 to get into the fair, but these tickets are for the show at the grandstand. And the question is, 1997, Woolworth closed the last of its United States stores.
Yes.
And we said that Woolworth also now kind of morphed into another store. What store was that?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that?
Mm-hmm.
That store is still around today.
I believe they are.
And I believe that the people who work there, their clerks, still... Do they still dress in referees' shirts and stripes?
I hope they do.
There's another clue for you. There's no reason for you not to know this now.
Right.
So
on.
Woolworth, when they closed, they focused more on a certain product, and their stores are now known as, or at least they morphed into this store.
Right
what
on.
Is it? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Call now. Caller with the first correct answer. If you're the first one that's got that answer for us, you will win the Chris Hockey tickets. Boy, he is very popular here locally, isn't he?
He is, and he's going to be on with us in about an hour's time.
Exciting. In studio or on the phone?
Phone.
Okay. All right. That's just as good. Not quite as good. It's a good plan B, though.
It's plan B.
All right. 763-450-0100. Mentioned Craig Morgan's having a birthday today, so why not play a Craig Morgan song? Bob FM.